Okay. As Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring us back on the record. I would warn you again that your conversation in the gallery is picked up with incredible accuracy, and you may not want that on a public record sometime in the future. All right. Continue on.
That's a great reminder, Chairman Holton. This is what I believe that we could do, is exclude the 17 acres, do a 2.5 lot size minimum for the rest with no lot smaller than 2 acres. There's some topographical constraints on the property with floodplain, so we think we can do a 2 acre minimum with 2 acre minimum lot size with 2.5 acre average, not including the 17 acres.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Commissioner Brooks, did you have a question?
Mr. Chairman, that kind of took care of part of it. I'm just concerned. I want to fall back into the ways of a prior board of doing a whole bunch of horse trading, you know, versus what was presented when the application was made. But in the long run, some of this negotiating here before we close public testimony is probably beneficial as far as county time, applicant time, and whatnot. So, Dan, you've been here longer than I have. Is this something that's kosher that we do to try to reach, I guess, some sort of agreement or discussion going forward? I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because I don't, I mean, I know what I want to say, but I...
Through the chair, these conditions right now are just recommendations. And these are stuff that the applicant was asking. Your ability is to modify those. It is an agreement between the county and that developer. So this is the process that allows you to modify those. Agreement, or even that agreement, you could approve that, and they could ask for reconsideration if they don't like that answer. But at the end, it's your abilities to come up with those conditions, go with recommended conditions, or modify those conditions if you want. The P&Z would have considered those, but they recommended denial. So this is you overturning that decision if you approve it today with the conditions that you wish to have for that decision.
And I guess, Mr. Chairman, I guess that's where I'm unclear, like, if I can just state where I'm at right now, or if that needs to be in the deliberation process after we've closed testimony.
You could form your statement in the form of a question to the applicant.
Well, their statement after the recess has kind of gotten to the point where I feel like I don't need to ask the question because they've came a long way. I guess I would ask you to restate what you just said. That you guys are willing, like the applicant is willing to consider. Yeah, you would be okay with.
What the applicant is proposing first is that any development agreement not have a concept plan attached to it at this time, because this absolutely changes it.
Agreed.
Second, we would come forth with a preliminary plat that excludes the 17 acres, that it has a 2.5 on the rest of it, like really what you're looking at up there, has a 2.5 acre lot size average, and no individual lot is smaller than 2 acres. And the reason for that 2 to 2.5 acre movement in there is there are some topographic constraints along the creek with how the property is that really makes it necessary for some to be a little bit less than 2.5. But overall, the overall lot size, not including the 17 acres, the average would be 2.5 with nothing smaller than 2.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for that. Repeat in a little bit more clarification. All right.
Okay.
Is there anything else that we'd need from the applicant?
I don't have anything, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Can I ask a clarification? One.
Dan. Anything else from the applicant if we consider closing this for deliberations?
No.
Chairman, can I ask a question to staff? And that, what I heard, we're talking right now about gross density on acreage. And so how much room does a dedicated road, because it's considered a lot through there, how much does that take up? What does that do? What are we looking at in terms of number of lots?
Depends on how much road is going through. So how much of that is dedicated to the highway? That changes the gross right there. How much of it is not in a lot? Let's say if before they were going to do a conservation easement, they're asking not to do that. That would count against it as well if they didn't do that. You know, so it depends on the improvements they're doing. That, like for instance, dedication. The dedication along Lansing, that is not counted as part of the gross. They have to. It's counted against the gross. So it makes those lots even less that they can use for that 2 acre lot size or the 2.5 average acre lot size.
And I want to make sure I heard what you said. Did you say that the proposal was to take out, well, the conservation easement's gone, but not the dedication of the restriction on building on the floodway, correct? Or
they still have to meet floodway and floodplain requirements. That's just Canyon County code.
They can mitigate to be able to build in there if they, like the engineer said, if they add come above that.
Okay, so now your comment confused me. Is the dedication in or out with this proposal on the floodway?
May I clarify?
Yes.
Commissioner Van Beek, we can't build in the floodway. We can build in the floodplain with certain. We have to make that average overall, all of those extra, we can put a non-buildable portion on a lot and it would still be part of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that we dedicate on Lansing, anything we dedicate going through it, all of that counts against the amount of property that we have to build. So let's suppose we have 100 acres. We end up spending 5 acres in dedication on roads and stuff. Then we only have 95 acres, and we have to do the 2.5 acre lot average based on 95, not 100. Did that answer your question?
I think it does. You're not apples to apples because you're using an arbitrary figure to calculate gross density.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
100s.
Thank you.
And so through the chair, at the time of platting, we would look at that to make sure, one, that larger lot size is not part of that calculation.
Correct.
And then in their plat, they're demonstrating after road and improvements, here's the lot size, and it's going to be the 2.5 average acre lot size with the minimum lot size of 2 acres.
Right. Yeah.
So they would have to demonstrate that as part of the plat.
Yeah. We're just putting the condition on the rezone. You made a comment that it goes with the developer, but it goes with the land.
Correct.
There you go. Just wanted to make sure that you're using the right acronym.
Thank you for correcting me.
I had that issue this morning. So. Okay. I think I'm ready to consider closing public testimony, but I don't want to close it if anyone else has other clarification issues.
Water.
I don't think that we have, here's what I have, I'll say it in the affirmative. We have boots on the ground testimony for people saying that their wells went dry, that there's been a drop in either the static water level or where they can access water. So that's credible testimony for me that is in conflict with this is not going to have an impact.
The difference between a private well and a community well is not even in the same playing field. And the developer offered to bring more expert testimony in if we want to continue that. But for this commissioner who maintains, operates multiple community wells, they aren't the same thing. They're at hundreds and hundreds of feet deeper, and they're much larger casings, and they're engineered. They are not, oh, let's drill here and guess it. So it's not, we did receive testimony, and we did receive a lot of testimony about public domestic wells. They are not built to a community well standard whatsoever. So they're just really not in the same ballpark. I have no idea how deep this community well will be, but I can assure you it will not end at 200, 250 feet. It'll be much, much deeper than that, which means that it is not even in the same aquifer or the same pool of water that we're dealing with on this testimony here. If this development, as per example, was representing that they were going to be putting in 50-plus community wells, not community, 50-plus domestic wells on each one of these lots, that would be no going forward for this commissioner. But they've represented that they're representing a community well with fire hydrants, which is much better than if you were just doing your domestic wells. So significantly upgraded subdivision.
Thank you, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'm at the point where I would be in favor of continuing this until the next closest date that we could. I mean, I don't want to rush through 8 criteria that we've been pretty good so far in going through all of those in decisioning land use cases, and have some sort of caveat that if the applicant wants to bring their water expert and they can speak that day, otherwise they're unavailable, public testimony is closed, we deliberate and adjudicate this.
Okay.
Chairman, can I add to that? I would also be interested in the applicant bringing back, because I don't like doing math on the fly. It supports what Commissioner Brooks is saying. This has the potential to be impactful to people that have settled there. So number of lots would be important to me that would match the rural nature. I think there's testimony saying that this is a larger rural area on scope where you're outside the city limits of Middleton. I am very familiar with this area. I had kids that attended that area. I drive through this area. So really mitigating all that and coming to something that's amenable for everyone would be important to me. So I would support Commissioner Brooks with the water and asking for a number of lots.
So I think it would probably be unfair for them to give you a conceptual drawing of what all of those individual lots will be drawn or shaped like.
I agree.
They can do the number.
That's all I'm asking for. And I would say, too, that the impact on one of the last people to testify on Kemp Road, that's a big change to go from open to a 5-to-1 on a lot. That was what we heard. So, and I just what I hear what you're saying. I'm not asking for a new conceptual plan, but I think there is room for creativity on those long, narrow lots, particularly where there's a floodway and there's some aesthetics that have been brought up by the nature of the commercial business that's out there. So maybe what I'm asking for is some creativity rather than just 10 rectangles in a row.
Technically, they're not required to give us the conceptual. They did this on their own initiative.
Correct, and I understand, and I'm still in favor of even the number would help.
I'm okay with the number, but it's a little bit daunting to have that all ready for a public. Our Monday afternoon is available. Let's see what you go.
We can make any, I shouldn't say that. We can make many times work. Which Monday?
It's fine. Okay. Yeah. So 1-2 o'clock on this coming Monday? March 17th.
I'm out of town Monday. I don't know.
It's so
much. I can be here.
And so are you? Okay. The rest of the week is far more complicated.
We can push to the following Monday.
Is okay.
Yeah. All week. I'm in D.C. So.
How about the following Monday? Are you back?
Yeah, but I think we even have a meeting on the 31st for another one, so I'm around.
Let's see.
We have a hearing at 2:30 on Monday the 31st. Jardine.
And that'll probably
okay.
Be quick.
Probably or will.
It will.
It will happen or it won't happen?
It'll be quick.
Oh, it'll be quick.
Very quick.
I mean, 2:45?
Mm-hmm.
So if we do the Jardine hearing at 2:30, you can do this at 2:45 on the 31st.
Okay.
So that works for us.
Okay. So here's the question. Do you want a blank continuance? Or do you want to continue with only the water testimony?
That's where I'm at, Mr. Chairman, because we've heard a lot of testimony. I don't want to leave it open to the point that, you know, we could have a whole bunch of new testimony showing up.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes?
Can I ask a clarifying question before we close public testimony? And it's whether or not the traffic impact study, and maybe it's a moot point because I heard that a new one was needed, but did it include the commercial traffic that's generated or not?
So, through the chair, again, this is a draft study based on the development. So, it included that lot as part of that.
Okay.
Again, though, it wasn't reviewed by Highway District Number 4. That's why there's a condition requiring that at the time of platting, especially since the lots numbers are changing. We definitely want that relooked at and see if there's any other access points they want reviewed as part of that study, and then what improvements are required based off of that.
That's all for the plat, though, right?
So
that's not for the rezone.
As part of it, they're providing that information then.
Okay.
It could be if they have to drop their lots significantly, they may not even have to do a study at that point. So,
okay.
So it's dependent on them reviewing that with Highway District Number 4.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd be amenable to you attempting to make the
motion. Oh, great. Just. All right. So I'll attempt a motion. I make a motion that we would continue this to the Monday of what was it? March?
March 31st at 2:45.
Thank you. March 31st at 2:45. And that we continue this with only the applicant's water engineer expert giving public testimony to the commission about the community well system and what the difference is between that and the domestic well infrastructure that most of the testimony was about.
Chairman, can you...
At that point, we would close public testimony and then deliberate.
Do you also want to include a number of lot report with that?
Thank you. In addition to that, the applicant is to provide to us a number of lot reports and what the average lot size is. And the minimum lot size is.
Thank you.
Did you get that?
I'll second.
There was no discussion? Oh, gosh. All right. No other discussion? Being there's no other discussion, a motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, so we will continue this on Monday the 31st at 2:45. At this point, we will recess until then. Thank you.
Yes.